Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the pizza sub collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want. Sorry, it's the red onions. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Oh, hi, Amy. What brings you to the Xfinity store today?
Do the hokey pokey and sing me something.
No.
Eat some spaghetti.
What?
Do the worm.
Why would I do that?
Well, I hear Xfinity gives me control.
Oh, yeah. Over your in-home Wi-Fi. You can see who's online, you can pause it, you can set a curfew for your kids.
Wait, so I don't have control over everything?
No.
So that guy outside that I just made wash my car?
It looks like he's getting inside.
I gotta go.
Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, upgrade to get more than double the speed for just $5 more a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay and 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter 25 megabits per second Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
All right, you got a chance to win $1,000. Right now, we're giving you a chance to win a grand at the top of every hour. So pick up your phone now and text the word RENT, R-E-N-T. Text RENT to the number 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, your 4 o'clock keyword is RENT. Text RENT, R-E-N-T, to 72881 now for your chance to win a grand. We'll have another chance coming up right at 5 o'clock. But right now, text RENT to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm speaking to you live from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle is producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles, no disruptions.
Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope we don't find out one day that Sam Mitchell was the key to this number one ranked recruiting class in the country, because if so, today's a rough day.
Damn.
I don't think he was the key. I'm just saying. If he was, that might be an issue, because he's no longer a member of the University of Memphis staff. Been speculated upon for weeks now. Penny Hardaway confirmed the speculation earlier today at a media availability held at the beautiful practice facility on the University of Memphis campus. What's the most interesting stuff Penny said? Who might replace Sam Mitchell? We'll get into that momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. Keith Eastwood is my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert. Nation's leading authority, Hobos, Heroes, Street Corner Clowns, knows Sam Sausage Head personally. Going to be here in about 20 minutes. I'll ask him what's up. He'll tell me what's up. Keith Eastwood at 4:20. When I finish that segment, I'm going to do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, the Warriors beat the Blazers last night. Now, that's a sweep. Steph was awesome again. They remain undefeated without KD. Get into that around 4:44. Jaren Jackson Jr. was named first-team All-NBA rookie today. So the five players honored were the top five picks from last year's NBA draft. That's a cool, unique thing. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. Penny Hardaway's success, turns out it might have helped Juwan Howard get the Michigan job, because it appears Juwan Howard, member of the Fab Five, is going to get the Michigan job. We'll get into that just before 5 o'clock in tragic, wild story originating in Oxford, Mississippi. I don't know if you heard about this. On Sunday, a mother of four murdered, shot in the back of her head in bed while sleeping. Her 8-year-old discovers her. So that's the worst thing you've ever heard. And today, an Oxford police officer charged with murder.
Jeez.
In other words, the allegation is that an Oxford police officer shot and killed a mother of four, someone with whom he had some sort of relationship. Because I'm a weirdo, I immediately jump on Facebook, and anytime somebody's involved in like this stuff, I go to Facebook. I want to see everything about them because I'm weird. And looks like he went to Overton High School, so there's a Memphis connection. Looks like he still lived in Olive Branch, so there's a local connection. And yes, it looks like he is married with children, and so this looks like it could be a Dateline episode. I'll give you the details during four notable stories, 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with Penny Hardaway's media availability from earlier today. University of Memphis sent out an email this morning, said Penny Hardaway will be available at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And I was like, you know, my afternoon's kind of free. I'm in town, which is not where I'm normally at when Penny's holding press conferences, because during the season, I'm barely here. And so I was like, hey, this is a good opportunity for me to stop by. So I stopped by, and I figured the big headline that would come out of it was the big headline that came out of it, and that Sam Mitchell is no longer a member of the University of Memphis basketball staff. And we'll get into that and the speculation about who could replace him here in a second. But first, just some bullet points on some of the more interesting things Penny Hardaway said. He acknowledged that the last few weeks in recruiting have really changed everything about the program in terms of the roster makeup, but also in terms of the perception nationally. And I couldn't agree more, because what he was doing before was resonating here. People were fired up, and there's unicorn cash and whatever. But really, up until Lester Quinones committed, Memphis's class was comprised of Memphis kids. It was a good class.
Yeah.
It was a borderline top 10 class, and it speaks to the level of talent in the city that you could recruit nothing but Memphis players and end up with a top 15 class. But that's all it was. And what it meant was, at that point, all Penny had done on the recruiting trail is essentially what any of us thought he could do on the recruiting trail, which is identify the best Memphis area prospects and then secure commitments from them. On the day that he got hired, I assumed he'd get James Wiseman. On the day that he got hired, I assumed he would flip DJ Jeffries. And if he wanted Malcolm Dandridge, I assumed he'd get that done. And if he wanted Damian Baugh, I assumed he'd get that done. So even though he had put Memphis in a position to maybe be a preseason top 25 team and put Memphis in a position where it was getting ready to enroll the best recruiting class in recent history, he really hadn't done anything that was surprising. I mean, getting the number one prospect in the country at Memphis when you're a young head coach is without context, surprising. But given the context, nothing surprising about it.
Right.
Penny Hardaway coached James Wiseman. That's the way that was supposed to go. It's part of the reasons you hire him. But the surprising stuff started to come in recent weeks. Go out and beat Indiana for Lester Quinones. Go out and beat Indiana, one of the blue blood programs in this sport, for a young man who has no connection whatsoever to Memphis. That opens some eyes. Secure a commitment from a grad transfer like Rajon Tucker, who had offers from blue bloods, specifically Kansas. Go out and beat a blue blood Hall of Fame coach for a grad transfer who's not from the Memphis area. That'll open some eyes. Go beat big-time programs for Boogie Ellis, a kid from California, for crying out loud. Was good enough to go to Duke, evidence being that he was once signed to a national letter of intent with Duke.
Yep.
Go out and beat other top-tier programs for a former Duke pledge who's from California? That'll open some eyes. And then you go get a commitment from Precious Achiuwa, five-star forward from New York. No connection to Memphis whatsoever. Go out and beat, among others, North Carolina, another blue blood with another Hall of Fame coach. To complete a list of triumphs on the recruiting trail that include you beating North Carolina, Kentucky, Arizona, Indiana, Kansas, Oregon, some of the biggest programs in the country with bigger histories than Memphis, better histories than Memphis, coaches with Hall of Fame credentials, national championships, Final Fours. Boom, one after another, you're beating them. Boom, boom, boom. To take the recruiting class from right around the top 10 to all the way number one in the country. That's what gets Scott Van Pelt talking on a Friday night SportsCenter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what gets Outside the Lines calling, wanting to have you on a Tuesday afternoon, which is what happened earlier today. And so when Penny was discussing this, he's like, there's no question. The past few weeks have changed everything. It's changed our expectations. It's changed the attention we're getting, and we want it all. We love the expectations. We love the attention. This is what we want. And I thought it was interesting because one of the things Scott Van Pelt said on SportsCenter last Friday was when he was talking about, you know, a lot of the national reaction to Penny getting hired was not positive, but the reaction for me was obviously positive. I was banging that drum for a long time. And, you know, Scott said, but even Gary Parrish couldn't have envisioned this. And he added to that, even Penny Hardaway couldn't have envisioned this. And I fundamentally think that's true because I didn't envision this. I envisioned everything that happened before 3 weeks ago. But I didn't think they'd be out there beating blue blood programs for top 50 kids with no connections to Memphis. I did not. If you'd have said, do you think he can do that? I'd say, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Even me, the guy who banged the fire tubby, higher penny drum louder and longer than anybody else in the world, I would have been skeptical that that could be done. But Penny was asked about that today, and he said, this is what I always thought it was going to be. He genuinely believed that he could go out and beat blue blood programs for five-star players with no connections to Memphis. And evidence that he really did believe it is because he really did say it the day he got hired. If you go back and read the quotes, he was like, I expect to be recruiting against Kentucky and North Carolina and Duke and winning. And I thought that was, I remember in the moment just thinking, well, that's just the type of thing somebody says.
Yeah, you usually say things like
you
that.
You can say things, you know, but like it's not real life.
Right.
Except it is real life. They have gone out and beat some of the biggest programs in America with some of the best coaches in America for some of the best kids in America. And when Penny was on Outside the Lines earlier today, one of the points he made is, because the host was like, so you're going to the Final Four is one of those type of questions. And Penny said, you know, I can't, you know, guarantee anything, which is a good way to start that answer. But he said, I know that we're going to have just as much talent as anybody in the country. And based on the way people normally evaluate rosters, it is true. Memphis will have some of the best talent in the country, among the best talent in the country. Now, it's young. It's going to be inexperienced talent. It's going to be inexperienced talent with an inexperienced Division I head coach. But it is undeniable talent. And so the question becomes, well, how did this come together? And what was most interesting is Penny said a lot of it was players recruiting each other.
And group, these guys are friends. Yeah.
And group chat. You know, the world is such a smaller place than it used to be. I can remember when I was in high school, like if you wanted to talk to, if you even had a friend from another part of the country, you couldn't communicate with them or else you're like, you're going to call them long distance. And
write a letter or something.
You write a letter. I mean, it's ridiculous to think about how much the world's changed in just the past 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the world has changed incredibly in the past 20. I remember when we finally got like AOL Messenger. It was like, really? I can like go back and forth with this person who doesn't live near me? This is amazing. But now like kids are FaceTiming each other, group chatting each other. I communicate now just as much with friends who live nowhere near me as I do friends who live next door to me, because it's very easy to do. You can maintain long-distance relationships so much better than you ever could, you know, again, 20 years ago, maybe even 10 years ago. I can say on a personal level where it helps me a lot is with the kids. I travel a lot during basketball season, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm not home as much as I'd like to be, but I can still see my kids every night, talk to them. You know, it's not the best way to do it. You'd rather be present, but I can still, because of FaceTime, talk to my kids every night, see what they're doing every day. The world's changed, and it makes it where it doesn't matter if you live in California, another person lives in New York, and another person's down in Florida, and another person's down in Memphis. You can all communicate in real time all day long if you want to. And Penny said a group chat has materialized, one that includes the current players and the players who are getting ready to enroll. They're all in it, and they're all talking every day. And he said, if there's any negative stuff, I haven't heard it. The negative stuff would presumably be from the returning players who might see their minutes cut because of the presence of more heralded prospects. And Penny said, I've heard people talk about that and say that that might be a thing, but I haven't heard it from any of our guys. I haven't heard it from Isaiah Maurice or Alex Lomax or Tyler Harris. They seem to be excited about what's happening. They're in the group chat with the guys, getting ready to go. And he said, if you don't embrace what's happening, it means you don't believe in yourself. Like, if you're Tyler Harris, the way you ought to think is, okay, they're bringing in Lester Quinones. They're bringing in Boogie Ellis. Them dudes ain't better than me. Let's go play.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't think that way, now it might be foolish to think that way, but if you don't think that way, then you lack the confidence that you probably need to flourish in this environment. Penny made that point. Beyond that, he said, we're just going to sacrifice for each other to win at a high level. And it's a lot easier to talk about that in May than it is in January, when people's minutes really are cut and somebody's really not getting the shots that they want. But the fact that he seems to be addressing it and acknowledging it and working through it so far in advance, I think can only be considered a good sign. The subject of Rajon Tucker came up. He's the grad transfer from Little Rock. And Penny said, I can't talk about him because I do think the NCAA rules are different in the sense that he can talk about Boogie Ellis, can't talk about a grad transfer.
Because, oh, I got you.
Because Boogie Ellis can sign paperwork to make it official he's connected with the University of Memphis. I don't believe, and it might be a little more complicated than the way I'm explaining it, but Rajon Tucker like can't be officially connected to the University of Memphis in any way until he actually graduates from Little Rock. So Penny said, I can't bring that up. I can't talk about him. But certainly didn't do anything to make people more comfortable that, hey, everybody who has said publicly they're coming here is – we plan on having them here. He could have said that. Everybody you've read about who says they're coming to our school, we plan on them being at our school and in our program. He could have said that. You can speak in generalities. He didn't say that. And so I think Memphis needs Rajon Tucker. I think they're better with him than without him. But I think the likelihood of him actually enrolling, it might still be more likely than not, but it seems less likely than it did on the day he announced that he's going to enroll at the University of Memphis. It could be an academic issue. It could just be that he decides to get on with his professional career in whatever form. But that's the next big development to go down, I think, as we've talked about in recent days. Will Rajon Tucker actually be a part of this thing or not? They're going to be good without him, but I do think they'd be better with him. He was asked about Malcolm Dandridge, Penny Hardaway was. Said that he's had knee surgery, and the timetable is like November, so right around the start of the season. And he acknowledged that a medical redshirt would be possible. Like, if Malcolm Dandridge is buried, let's just be honest, behind James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa and not completely healthy, why do you want to waste a year of eligibility?
Right. Just it makes sense.
Let him take the medical red shirt, and then you'll have, even if you lose, presumably, Wiseman and Achiuwa after 1 year, you'll have, you know, a year older, year been in your guy who's been in your program for a year, completely rehabilitated Malcolm Dandridge, who I think is going to be a very good college basketball player. So that was the news on that. Then the biggest news was no surprise, but still was not official until today. Sam Mitchell's no longer part of the University of Memphis basketball staff. The way Penny described it was Sam decided he wanted to do other things. And all I would say to that is this. That's either the truth, that Sam just decided he wanted to do other things, which is certainly possible, or it's the nicest way possible to say we decided to go in another direction. Either way, the bottom line remains the same. Sam Mitchell's not a part of the staff. And after I tweeted it, and like it was so expected that before I even left my house, I went into my phone and typed in a tweet. Former NBA coach of the year Sam Mitchell is no longer a member of the Memphis basketball staff, according to head coach Penny Hardaway. And then I just go save draft because I knew I was going to use it from the press conference. So as soon as Penny says it, all I got to do is hit tweet. That's why I get it out before anybody else gets it out. But yeah, Dan Walken sees it from USA Today, former Memphis beat writer, commercial pill. And he retweets it and he says something along the lines of a name to keep an eye on here for this position is Miles Simon. And that was interesting. Because when you think about it, Miles Simon makes a lot of sense. You know, Memphis has been selling nothing more than it's been selling NBA, NBA, NBA. I told you when Precious Achiuwa committed last week, I got a text from a coach of a top 10 program. And he said that all kids care about is the NBA, and nobody's selling NBA right now better than Memphis. And so if you lose part of that, which is your former NBA coach of the year, it might be beneficial if you've seen how that works and how well it works to add somebody that can fall under that NBA umbrella. So Miles Simon is that. He's a former NBA player. Now, I know he only played 5 games in the NBA, but he can look somebody straight in the eye and say, I played in the NBA. Didn't play much, but he did play. He's a former NBA player. That's technically true. More recently, he's been on an NBA bench. He was with the Lakers last year. He's been spent the past year coaching LeBron James. He can say, I've coached LeBron James. That's true. He wasn't LeBron James' head coach, but he can say, I've coached LeBron James. He's also got a grassroots basketball background, which Penny also has, and Penny seems to value. So we're talking about a former NBA player, college basketball icon, by the way, most outstanding player 1997 Final Four. So college basketball icon, somebody who worked in the media as an analyst for ESPN, so visible, people know who he is. College basketball icon, famous person, worked in grassroots basketball, former NBA player, former NBA assistant coach, just got through working with LeBron James.
And he's been on a college staff, too.
That all looks like the type of stuff that you could sell. You just put it right with the message you've been using, and it fits perfectly. So the question becomes, would Miles Simon really move to Memphis? And I was told earlier today that he absolutely would.
Okay.
Keep in mind the Lakers staff got blown up that he was on. Luke Walton fired.
Right.
And the latest thing I've read is that Miles was the only assistant on the staff retained, but that doesn't mean that he wants to work with Frank Vogel. It doesn't mean that Frank Vogel wants to work with him. And it doesn't mean that necessarily there's a spot for him in Sacramento with Luke Walton. So the question is, if Penny Hardaway really wanted to hire Miles Simon, would Miles Simon do it? Could you do that? And I was told yes. If the money's right, Miles will absolutely join Penny Hardaway's staff. And so Penny did say earlier today he wants to get it knocked out by, I believe, June 3rd, because that's when summer classes start and when the team is expected to be on campus. And so we could be operating on a pretty quick timetable here. But if you were wondering, when you saw Dan Walken tweet about Miles Simon, if that's a realistic thing, my understanding after talking to people earlier today is that, yes, it is a realistic thing. It is very, very possible that Miles Simon joins Penny Hardaway's staff, and then you got a staff of Penny Hardaway, Mike Miller, Miles Simon, and Tony Madlock, a head coach who's a former NBA player, one assistant who's a former NBA player, another assistant who's a former NBA player, and a former NBA assistant. And then you keep selling the same thing you've been selling for the past 14 months. Talk more about this with Jeff Calkins. Talk more about it next with Keith Easterwood. Listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tap into your inner eagle and spread your wings with Yuengling Traditional Lager. The bold, amber color, 190 years in the making, all-American brew. Brewed for good times with classic flavor and delicious taste. Yuengling Traditional Lager is a true original. So plug in, rock out, and let the night take flight. Because Yuengling Traditional Lager is good to the last sip and good to the last call. What are you waiting for? Reach for the brew that was made with good times in mind. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling Traditional Lager. Spread your wings. Spread my wings. DG Yuengling, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity System. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at choateshvac.com for more information. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe. You know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
If you're like me, you take walking seriously. So you wear Go Walks from Skechers. They're the only walking shoes I know that have the five ables. What does that mean? You want walking shoes that are comfortable, breathable, washable, adorable, and affordable. That's the five ables, and Skechers Go Walks have it all. They've got air-cooled Goga Mat insoles for lasting comfort. They're made with washable, breathable materials. They're adorable, and they're wonderfully affordable. They're very able shoes. Get Skechers Go Walks at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Earn two times the fuel points at Kroger Thursdays through Sundays. Just download your coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Limited time only. Restrictions apply.
Better weather means better barbecues. That's why your Academy Sports and Outdoors in Collierville, Olive Branch, and Wolf Chase are helping you get ready for grilling season with Barbecue Academy. Starting at noon on Saturday, May 25th, learn the best techniques from professional pitmasters on how to make your meals taste amazing on the grill, regardless of what type of grill you use. Enjoy delicious samples. Plus, find exclusive savings on your barbecue essentials with hot deals on gas grills, smokers, griddles, and more. Academy Sports and Outdoors, your outdoor cooking headquarters.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever.
The Warriors completed a sweep of the Blazers last night, so now they're just waiting around to see who they're going to play in the NBA Finals. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock, but right now he's my local basketball expert. Your local basketball expert, nation's leading authority, Hobos, Heroes, Street Corner Clowns. He used to kick it with Sam Sausagehead. They still text sometimes. Keith Easterwood making the big interview.
Keith Easterwood is presented by Old Dominick Distillery. It's the one and only Keith Easterwood.
He ran.
Yep.
Die, Brad, die.
Local basketball expert talking hobos, heroes, and street corner clowns on 92.9's Gary Parrish Show.
Easterwood, what's up with it?
Well, we're going to talk about Penny Hardaway. We're going to talk about Juwan Howard. We're going to talk about Magic Johnson. I'm going to snitch on Brad before we go.
Okay.
But before we get into that, there's a guy that I know just from kids, from coaches, been around him a little bit during summer basketball. But a big, big congratulations to Faraji Phillips, who is had a great run in Mitchell, had a great run at Whitehaven. He's been around great players, and he's going, obviously, with Jerry Stackhouse to Vanderbilt. And I think it's going to be the beginning of what I think, and some other people think, is going to be a long-term quality collegiate career. And I think over time, and then I just encouraged him to learn your craft, to, you know, from recruiting to, you know, to advanced scouting to game reports and things of that nature. But it's not going to shock me. And then, you know, it'd be a few years down the road. You got to earn it and learn it. If he's not a head coach on the Division I level somewhere.
I texted him last night and just told him congratulations because that's an awesome achievement to be able to get hired, you know, at an SEC school and to do it without doing it the way so many people think you have to these days. The easiest path to getting on a Division I staff in the past 20 years probably has been, a player hustler. Like, be working in grassroots basketball, get your fingers on seven different kids, and then get somebody to hire. That's how Book Richardson ends up at Arizona with Sean Miller. But Faraji is, like, he's a real coach. Like, he's been coaching high school basketball, and I think
– he can coach his ass off.
Right. So he's getting there largely on his own merits, and he is to be applauded for that. I'm super happy for him.
Yeah, and Gary, today, and we'll move on. On the football side and basketball side, because the NCAA will not allow coaches to work camps, and I think it's affected, to be honest with you, more African-American coaches than anybody. It's limited coaches' exposure to collegiate coaches where they could develop those type relationships. Because when you go to camp, you know, you're running drills, you're running stations, you're eating lunch together, you're sharing numbers together, you're talking shop together. And so the NCAA, because they were worried about everybody being overpaid or whatever. Anyway, they did away with that, and I think it's hurt some development of coaches. Penny Hardaway has got it going on. Look, I've been keeping notes all week. People are just tripping me out. So, obviously, he's cheating. Obviously, he has to win. If he don't win, like Woken's so out in left field on this, he might as well stay out of the conversation. He has to win. If he don't win, you know how disappointed Tiger fans are going to be. We're ecstatic with what's going on. He's just a recruiter, blah, blah, blah. If you watch his teams last year, he coached his ass off. Kentucky fans have lost their mind. I used to like Kentucky fans. I don't like their asses no more. And then there's some idiots out there, I'm going to tell you about one in a minute, who think Josh should still be here. They're still upset over Tubby, you know. And then Tiger fans, and I appreciate this about them, they're playing the lineup game. I haven't got into that yet. And then some idiot put out there that he compared this recruiting class to what Hugh Freeze was doing at Ole Miss. He would come back and bite us in the ass. I even had a recruiting guy that you know get into my DMs on Twitter. He's like, and he sent me dollar signs. I said, bruh, given the climate now, are you stupid? But a guy put on Twitter today, and I called him a dumbass, and about 30 people behind me called him a dumbass. And then he said some derogatory things about Sam Mitchell leaving. And then, boy, this really pissed me off. He said, Tony Madlock should be next. Man, look. We done got on his ass so tough, he done disappeared, and he need to kill his Twitter account. If you're that damn stupid to think Tony Maddox's not an integral part of the Tiger basketball staff, you can kiss my ass and die.
Penny, it's very important for Penny to have somebody next to him that he's known forever, that he trusts immensely, and somebody who's been in the college game in different leagues and at different levels for decades now. Tony Madlock he doesn't get the attention that the rest of the staff gets for obvious reasons. He's a very important part of that staff.
Yeah, there's no question. Look, Penny's made this. I talked to a guy with the family out of Detroit today because I think that Michigan's going to hire Juwan Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Penny's made, I don't want to say he's made it look easy, but Penny knew, and this is what the guys around the country understand, Penny knew everybody in Memphis. AAU coaches, the heads of the programs, the players, obviously with the high schools. He was blessed to travel with the EYBL, and people lined up to meet him. He met a lot of people. He had a lot of connections. East traveled quite a bit. So he had a lot of people that were real positive about him getting the program and people that he knew. This is what a guy from the family told me today. Juwan Howard's going to be named possibly the Michigan head basketball coach, if I hadn't missed it in the last little bit, and he's been named. Mm-hmm. But, Gary, he's going to Michigan. He can't name a program director of any summer program in the state of Michigan. And so he's got a lot of work to do, a lot to overcome. You know, guys today, they, especially summer basketball coaches, they want to be comfortable with who the coach is. Like, people are confident, you know, with Penny, and they're comfortable with him. I even had a guy tell me today, another AAU program out of Memphis, and he's real street. He said, Wood. Man, he kid's tired of playing for these old white folks. So I don't know if that's true or not. How do you quantify that? How do you measure that? But I do think, and I think it's a PR run, home run maybe for Juwan to get that job. Jalen Rose ought to be quiet because it may have cost him the job. But he's got some work to do, man, because he's been on the NBA level only. If he don't hire a staff like Tony Madlock and guys like that who are tied on the grassroots level, then he's set up for failure, I think.
And I think, you know, and I'm going to get into this later in the show, but he needs to also take advantage of the Fab Five thing. And Jalen Rose and Chris Webber, his teammates, being on TV, you know, every night during basketball season. Like, you've got to tap into all of that. If these kids don't remember the Fab Five, they know Jalen Rose from talking on television last night. They know Chris Webber from talking on television last night. I do think there's a scenario where it works, but people comparing it to the Penny Hardaway situation just don't understand exactly what the Penny Hardaway situation was. Penny had incredible ties that he was ready to pounce on immediately. Juwan Howard's going to have to work to create those. That seems clear to me.
Yeah, there's no question. So let me say this. 2 years ago in Auburn Hills, Michigan, at the Magic Round Ball All-Star Game with Sonny Vaccaro, Magic comes to the lobby. Magic, at one point, was a hero, a favorite player, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, at dinner, I said to Sonny and Pam, I said, man, any way I could, you know, it's for cell phones and all that mess. And I said, any way I can meet Magic? Sonny said, yeah. He said, I'll call him. I'll call you. You meet me in my room. We'll go up. So we go up, and just in a blink of an eye, he came across as an asshole, and he really hurt my feelings when I left. I'm like, I mean, because he wasn't in front of the camera. So I watched him yesterday with Stephen A. Smith, and, you know, and Stephen A. just gave Magic's side of the story, and Magic's whole thing was to throw, you know, Rob under the bus, and I don't know. There's more dysfunction. I think Magic, for some reason, I don't know, got his feelings hurt, got what happened. I don't know. He's a power-hungry individual, and maybe he didn't get all the power he wanted. But it bothered me. I actually quit watching it. It bothered me to watch him do that. And so, but the Lakers obviously are a team in dysfunction.
I will say this, that Magic does have a reputation of being vastly different in real life than the way he's perceived on camera. I don't think Mateen Cleaves would mind me telling this story, but I used to work with Mateen at CBS. And Mateen, of course, was the, you know, they won a national championship at Michigan State back in 2000. He was the most outstanding player of the Final Four. Like, you know, still incredibly unforgettable college basketball star.
Right.
And Mateen said, as that season goes on and we start advancing into the NCAA tournament, like, suddenly there's this all these stories about Magic has mentored Mateen Cleaves, and Magic has helped Mateen Cleaves. He's helped the kid from Flint. Mateen Cleaves is like, I probably talked to Magic Johnson twice in my whole life. He's like, but when we started getting famous, next thing you know, it's like Magic's around, and I'm taking pictures with Magic, and everybody's asking me, like, so how much has Magic meant to your development? And he's like, I would always say the right things, but but in reality, it's like, I don't even know Magic Johnson. He's just here for the photo ops.
Yeah, and if, I mean, Julius Erving, I've seen him a couple of times be rude to the public. Now, maybe he had a right to be because he was a grandson's, you know, AAU games, and I've seen him turn down signing autographs and things of that nature. And at the same time, I've seen Shaq, and Shaq took pictures with us in Atlanta, not only with me and my basketball team, but from the time he left the lobby of this high school, he has a million-dollar van or bus or whatever. It's got Shaq all wrapped around it. And again, I watched him because I was intrigued. He at least stopped and took pictures with no less than 40 people. He never rushed anybody. had his national championship ring on, world championship ring on. And, you know, I've seen Barkley do the same thing. Kenny Smith do the same thing. But
I'll tell you this. Charles Barkley is exactly the way you would think Charles Barkley is. Every March they come to New York for the NCAA tournament. So we end up going out every March. We're in a bar till 3 o'clock in the morning. Charles is awesome. I have never seen Charles be rude to anybody, be quick with anybody. Hell, one night me and Charles were out in New York. My wife calls on FaceTime. My wife's like, so where are you at? I'm like, we're at a little bar right by the studio. She's like, who are you with? I'm like, Charles. She's like, Charles Barkley? I'm like, yeah. Charles grabs the phone, starts talking to my wife on FaceTime. He could not be more exactly like you would think he is. And I'm told Magic is just the opposite of that. Magic is nothing like what his reputation is.
Yeah, and that's sad. Hey, Charlie Leonard is going to take my podcast with me tomorrow night, which going to cover a lot of things from when they took over for Tick Price, how dysfunctional the program was, because I was there doing the pre and post game show, so I would go to practice and be around. Obviously, him and Johnny go to North Texas. They go to LSU, had a decent player named Ben Simmons. But I think we'll bring it back home with he's coaching kids whose last name were Madlock and Miller now at Houston High School.
Right.
So I think it'll be an interesting read or listen. There's a lady on Twitter who does the weather out of Dallas, and people listen to me on Twitter, they know who I'm talking about. Her name is Demetria Obelor, and she's not your typical little petite blonde who does weather and, you know, wears plain dresses and all that. She's a thick Hispanic woman. She's a beautiful woman, but she's got all the curves and bells and whistles. And so a guy tweets me the other night, he said, Keith, since you've been – I share them every morning. Yeah, because it's funny to me. I don't care. And so people say, why do you share that? I said, because I know people in Dallas, which is true. But guess who's following Demetria Obelor since I've been sharing these tweets?
Who?
Brad Carson.
Of course. Of course. He tries to be all straight-laced, then he's following thick Hispanic weather girls on Twitter.
Man, what if you – look, if you get a chance, go to Twitter, look it up. You'll be following her too, okay? Have you seen the picture of Christy Brinkley at 65?
Yeah, she's bad.
Oh, Jesus, man, she's aged well.
Yeah, she held it together, man. I give it to her.
Yeah, but I do hope people will temper, not expectations. Yeah, I'm excited too. And, you know, and then once, you know, is the kid Tucker going to make it academically and be a grad transfer? You know, can RJ get done what he's got to get done academically this summer to reclassify. But I think once everything is set in stone, and you know what? If they don't get anybody else, it's still going to be a damn good basketball team with Alo and Tyler and the guys they got coming back and the infusion of talent coming in with Lester and Precious. I love the name Precious. And so if people will temper, then, you know, and it hurts me to see Tiger fans clapping back at people on the internet, but it's human nature. You know, the Tulsa – somebody give me a link to the Tulsa board. They have lost their friggin' mind. But it's good. It reminds me – it's reminiscent of when Cal started bringing in good players and we started winning. And then Memphis gets beat up because of what went on with Dana, you know, because what went on not so much with Cal perhaps, but with Rose's ACT test. And so the program, to a degree – gets a black eye, if you will. We've had, you know, two banners taken down. But I'm convinced, other people convinced. You talked – if there's crap in the game, Gary, you can smell it out and you talk to enough people and you kind of figure it out, then you kind of keep your mouth shut. So just be patient. I will say this, and you and I texted about it the other night. Will Wade and LSU, they basically flipped the NCAA off, haven't they?
It certainly appears so. I mean, it's wild. Yeah, To go from being suspended, which everybody assumed is just a prerequisite to you losing your job, and then you get your job back and you secure a commitment from a five-star prospect on a matter of like 3 months? Like what?
Right.
But here he
right.
is. Good for him.
So all the people told me to stay out of it, blah, 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 blah. My guy is safe. He's okay right now. Smart came back. He got Watford, and I'm going to be shocked if some other guys don't come back. And like you and I texted the other day, if there's no proof, or nobody says I got money or whatever, which yeah, it'd be stupid to trace cash or I don't know. I'm not saying that happened. Don't put me in that. But if that happens, he'll coach next year, and then they'll be if a couple more guys come back, he's recruiting decently, not like he did the year before, obviously, but then he'll be the coach at LSU, and they love him down there, and I think that's another reason they went to bat for him. Plus, he hired a high-dollar lawyer out of New York who covered his ass.
It seems like money well spent. Wrapping up here with Keith Easterwood. Before you get out of here, spend about 60 seconds telling people what you need to tell them.
Well, I'm going to tell you, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, we were talking about Old Dominic Distillery downtown on Front Street. And I will tell you, we were tweeting, and Alex wanted me to do that and let people know, and I mentioned it on the radio with you last week, that you could go a block up from Barbecue Fest and go in and get some samples. You could stay an hour, get samples, air conditioning, yada, yada. But I had people tweeting. A lot of people got in and got lit is what they call me. And but the lines were so long. Now, I'm not saying it's because of anything I did, but obviously they had a real good turnout. But tomorrow at 3 o'clock on Mud Island, in celebration of 200 years of Memphis, there's a press conference, and Dominic Distillery is going to have a release. It was so secret they wouldn't even tell me. But if you miss the press conference, you can get it, obviously, on the news. But they've got GN. They got the toddy. The toddy must be big because I think Saturday I went in and asked the guy. I said, hey, man, you know, show me the product. And he's like, we're sold out. So he can't keep the toddy on the shelf, the bourbon. It's a good product, man. It's growing. They're constantly coming out with new product. You don't have to go during an event. You can go to olddominic.com. They got a website, and it'll tell you when you can go down there. Take a tour. State-of-the-art distillery in the city of Memphis on Front Street. Take a tour. Get samples. Like, I go to the liquor store. They'd be giving samples. I'm like, nine. I need to get home. And but it's a good thing. It's a good thing for the city. It's a good thing for the Canales, a name that resonates in the city of Memphis, and for them to have me play a small part in it, I'm very proud.
That's Keith Easterwood. He's my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert. He's here every Tuesday in the first hour. You can follow him on Twitter, at Easterwood Keith. Listen to the Keith Easterwood podcast anywhere you get podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. All right, brother, I appreciate it.
Hey, and I didn't put Bennett on too much of a spot today either.
No, I don't think you cussed even one time.
I let a few things slide, but I told him, I said, I'm going to be nice to you. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to jab him. I'm going to jab him. I'm going to jab him. And then I'm going to bust out one day.
Like that Deontay Wilder punch. You're going to jab, jab, jab.
Man, did you see that? Holy Jesus.
Man, he hit that dude so hard. He hit him too hard.
Woo. He hit him so hard, it made me hurt, okay?
Man, if anybody ever hits me like that, I'm just going to call it a life. I'm just going to say, all right, that's the end of this.
Love you, GP.
All right, baby. I'll see you. I love you. I'll see you later. That's Keith Easterwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN. When we come back, the Warriors completed a sweep of Portland last night. Steph was awesome again. KD jumping on Twitter trying to defend his own honor. We'll get into it next.
Memphis has been celebrating all month and enjoying everything that makes this city special. We just welcomed the whole world into our backyard to cook out, but now it's time for us to grill up a Memphis original. So we're kicking off grilling season with Memorial Day weekend, and this is Gary Parrish telling you nothing sets you up for the perfect party like a fresh hand-cut steak from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. You know Folks Folly, right? The original Memphis Steakhouse. They serve incredible steaks every night, but what you might not realize is that you can have those very same steaks in your own backyard, as well as their ground sirloin, crab legs, lamb chops, sandwiches, pimento cheese, fresh vegetables, everything you could possibly want for a delicious cookout with friends and family. It's all at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop right next door to Folks Folly. And it's so good, in fact, that Humphrey's staff is going to take off Memorial Day so they can enjoy it as well. So you need to take some time before the holiday to stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall. The same address as Folks Folly. Or you can order online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local Geico agent, I have all of them. Because I'm the voice of reason. Reason one, Geico agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason two, they can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason three, they're local. And four, they're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local Geico agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. An accident takes seconds to occur. Then what should take a great deal of time and research sometimes only takes a day. What lawyer should I hire? Sometimes the firm you hire does many things: bankruptcy, immigration, criminal defense, right there on their website. Would you hire a pediatrician to do your heart surgery? Of course not. This will be a life-changing decision, and all lawyers are not the same, not even close. Our firm is an open book. You know us by over 30 years of reputation. If you want to know what a case like yours may be worth, visit ForThePeople.com and look at the offers made and verdicts returned by juries for cases like yours. Hundreds of them. The proof is in the pudding. Your lawyer may have never been to court, or rarely. And listen, just because you hired the wrong firm in a rush days after your accident doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Look before you leap. There is only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell phone, dial pound law, pound 529, pound law, that's all.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good, it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross. She seen it, made me always feel like a boss.
Jeff Carkins is the award-winning columnist Daily Memphian. He's going to join me here just a little after 5 o'clock. He was at the Penny Hardaway media availability today. We'll get into that with Calkins a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Game four of the Western Conference Finals went just like game three, game two, and game one, with Warriors scoring more points than the Blazers. Last night, 119-117. That's the final in overtime. So it's a four-game sweep. Steph Curry and his teammates are in the NBA Finals once again, and Steph was awesome again last night. 37 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists. I believe that's what they call a triple-double. Mm-hmm. And now, since Kevin Durant went down, here's Steph Curry's numbers. 35.8 points per game, 7.6 rebounds, 6.6 assists, a 66.3 true shooting percentage. He is plus 60 in the five games that Golden State has played without Kevin Durant.
Oh boy.
They're 5-0 in those games, and if you count the game in which Kevin got hurt, they're 6-0 at the final buzzer without Kevin Durant being available. And I talked a little bit about this yesterday with Scott Van Pelt. Like, it's such a weird thing that we're watching right now, and I'm not even sure what the right decision, like what the right conclusion is, but what we're watching right now is Kevin Durant, just a few weeks ago, finally getting to a place he's always wanted to be, which is widely recognized as the best player on the planet. Like, it's always been LeBron or Steph or somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Kevin's always been in the conversation, but somebody else has always been the answer to the question, who's the best basketball player on the planet right now? And in recent weeks, it had started to tilt in his direction.
Yeah, it was him.
People were acknowledging, like, whether it was on the debate shows on television, radio, anywhere else, people were acknowledging Kevin Durant's the best player on the planet. Even Steve Kerr, head coach of the Warriors, said KD wants to be the best player in the world, and I happen to think that he is. So you're Kevin Durant on your way to another world championship, and you're finally viewed as the best player on the planet. Then you get hurt, and now your team is performing better without you. I'm not saying they are better without him, but they're performing better without you. And Steph, the guy who won two MVPs back-to-back before you got there, is looking like the MVP again. And everybody seems happy. And either way, whatever side of this debate you're on, we all have to identify the exact same numbers, and these are the numbers. the Warriors are now 32-4 since Kevin Durant signed with them in games in which Steph Curry plays but Kevin Durant does not. 32-4. When Kevin Durant plays but Steph Curry does not, they're only 28-18. So that right there alone answers the question, who's more valuable to the Warriors? If you want to say who's the better player, we can have a debate about that.
Right.
But who's more valuable to the Warriors' success? Undeniably, it's Steph Curry, not Kevin Durant. But check this out. It's not only that Golden State wins more often when they have Steph and don't have KD. It's that they win more often when they have Steph and don't have KD than they do when they have Steph and KD. Mm-hmm. 32-4. If you allow the Warriors to win at that exact same rate over an 82-game schedule, do you know what the record is? 73-9. 73-9 over an 82-game schedule.
It's the best ever.
If they win at the rate that they have been winning with Steph and without Kevin, that the win-loss record over an 82-game schedule would be 73-9. The win-loss record with Kevin but without Steph is 28-18 over an 82-game schedule. That's 50-32. That's a difference of 23 wins over an 82-game regular season.
Crazy.
And so what's wild about this is that, and I don't know that we've ever been through this or anything like this before, a guy who is finally recognized as the best player on the planet gets hurt and his team starts performing better with him to an extent that makes reasonable people reach a conclusion of, I think the Warriors are better off without the best player on the planet. Like, where else does that make sense? Like, would the Angels be better off without Mike Trout? Like, the Angels aren't good or great anyway, but, like, they wouldn't be better. Nobody would suggest they'd be better off without Mike Trout. You know, would the Patriots be better off without Tom Brady? Would the Packers be better off without Aaron Rodgers? This is not a thing you say about other teams in any sport when they lose their best player, who happens to also be widely regarded as the best player on the planet. But it's, there's at least some data, and this is the way I put it with Scott yesterday. I can't sit here and tell you the Warriors are better without Kevin Durant, because it runs contrary to everything your eyeballs tell you and everything you think you know about basketball. But what I can say is there's some data that suggests they are better. They're at least performing better without Kevin Durant than with Kevin Durant, and I can't imagine what that's like for KD. Like, you're sitting there going, I just became the best player on the planet, at least in the minds of most people, and now I'm having to answer questions about, is my team better off without me? What? Like, whoever goes through this? Like, when LeBron gets hurt, nobody ever tries to suggest the Lakers are better off without LeBron. It's like the Lakers are going to be crap without LeBron. And yet there's real arguments to be made that the Warriors are better off without Kevin Durant. And now he's in, like, just an impossible situation. Because if he comes back, and all indications are he's going to be back for the finals, if he comes back and they win it, it's just like, yo, they'd have won it without you. They were about, they'd have probably swept it without you. That's what they were doing. They never lost without you. So if they win it, he gets no credit. And if they lose it, then it's like, yo, man, they'd have been better off if you just kept watching. Because when you weren't playing, they weren't losing. You came back, they lost four times in the finals. There is no good outcome for Kevin Durant. And it's just another reminder of why he's got to leave Golden State this summer. Go find a new challenge. Go find a new team. Go play for the New York Knicks.
Story number two.
Good news for Jaren Jackson Jr. He's named a first-team NBA All-Rookie today. Just 19 years old, second youngest player in the NBA this season, but he's first-team All-Rookie. And what's remarkable about this is that the five players who were honored, Marvin Bagley, Trae Young, DeAndre Ayton, Luka Doncic, and Jaren Jackson Jr., five players selected 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In last year's NBA draft. So it became pretty clear pretty early, I think, that it looked like the five players that came off the board first were the correct five players. We could debate the order. Maybe you want Doncic instead of Ayton. Maybe you want Trae Young in front of Jaren Jackson Jr. Maybe you want Jaren Jackson Jr. in front of everybody not named Luka Doncic. Like, we can have that conversation. We have had that conversation. But it looked like the five players that came off the board, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, were the right five players. And that's not normal for a draft. It usually doesn't work that way. I bet you this draft won't end up looking
no
that
doubt.
Way. But that one last year did. And so congrats to Jaren Jackson Jr. That's a nice honor to get at the age of 19 or any age, I imagine.
Story number three.
Looks like Michigan is settling in on Juwan Howard to be their next head coach. They had conversations with Ed Cooley at Providence.
Ed announced earlier today that he's agreed to a long-term contract extension with Providence. He's a little bit like Providence's Penny Hardaway. He didn't play at Providence, but he's from Providence. He was born there. He grew up there. And so it was always going to be hard for him to leave, to like actually pull the trigger, because that is home. And like, he is beloved there and he's successful there. It falls a little bit under the don't mess with happiness umbrella. So I wasn't surprised to see him pull out of that. But it seems now that Michigan's zeroing in on Juwan Howard. And I really do think the success of Penny Hardaway is having an impact on the Michigan search. Because even the other morning, when Jalen Rose, Juwan Howard's teammate with the Fab Five, who's on television every day, made an impassioned speech on behalf of Juwan Howard. As they're discussing why he makes sense, Jay Williams, who was also in studio, said, just look down at Memphis at what Penny Hardaway's doing. The suggestion being, we now have...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.